Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because we are living through a tinderbox economy. I love that. That's just such a great way of putting it. Just the smoke is starting to show. And with the right gust of air, it could just catch flames. So please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. Comment too. Let me know what you think about all this stuff. And let's get right into it. Mark Spitznagel is the chief investment officer for Universa. This is a Universa Investments. This is a hedge fund. And he's been good at detecting certain things and calling certain things and calling certain bubbles over the past. But he says, you know, things are very precarious right now. And there's things that we have to look at, like our inverted yield curve, that is a real problem. And that is the fact that, you know, when you invest money for a shorter period of time, the banks are paying you a higher interest rate for the shorter terms than they are for the longer terms. Every time through history, every time, correct me if I'm wrong if this has ever not been the case, every time that this has happened, it has been followed by a recession. Now, the one thing that I have had the luxury of is dealing with different banks and dealing with different investors and different people that have sold a lot of things over the course of the last, let's just say, year. These people have protected themselves and got themselves ready for this economic downturn. Look at people like Warren Buffett. What is Warren Buffett doing? Unloading Bank of America stock at a record pace, unloading, you know, over half of his Apple stock. What is he waiting for? The iPhone 16 to come out next month? By the way, iPhone. Do you guys want to race out and get yourself a $2,000 phone? Does that interest you right now? Because most people are like, you know, phone works just fine. I'm going to stick with that, Dan. So it's kind of crazy that we're going through this, but it's not, because the signs are all around us. People cannot afford groceries. People cannot afford to eat. I ask people all the time, what is your biggest problem? And it's just paying for things. Everything is more expensive. And you can sit there and say, oh, prices are starting to come down. No. They're not. They're really not. The fact that we've seen, you know, houses basically double in price over 3 years' time, and they're starting to sit in the market longer. You're starting to see real problems. And there's a lot to cover in this. But our gross domestic product is off. Everything is off. The essentials that you need to run a business. We'll take a step back. Let's just look at shipping. We had two more shipping companies that went out of business this week and filed bankruptcy. When you have the bankruptcies like this, it's because people are not sending packages. People are not sending anything. Now, I'm not talking about the Amazon guy that just walked by me, but I'm talking about shipping for your business. The logistics companies are having a real difficult time, because when you sell big products, well, how do you get it to your customers? You have a logistics company. These logistics companies are going out of business left and right. The trucking companies and the independent trucking companies are going down for the count around the country. And at first it was like, oh, this is a California problem. They put all these restrictions on you guys and made it so that you guys can't survive with all the emissions and everything like that. But that's not the case. It's just everything right now. So, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but everything right now is so precarious, and I don't know of a business right now that hasn't been affected by this, but this is your lesson. This is your wake-up call. This is your warning to realize that things are bad right now and that you have to protect yourself. And again, you can make money in any economy. It doesn't make a difference. And you can sit there and go, you know, you're Mr. Gloom and Doom. You talk about the negative. If you know what's the economy is and what the environment is, you can make money in that. It makes no difference. But you don't waste money in anything that you do right now, in anything, whether you're an individual or you're a business, you're a city, you're a state, you're a country. And you have to have a plan on how you're going to survive during this time, because things are changing dramatically right before all of our eyes right now. So I love stuff like this. You know, you're starting to see real problems with inventory of the major car companies, where things are sitting on the lots. And, you know, my brother told me a great story. There was a local dealer here called Selman Chevrolet that was not a big dealership, but decent. But the family was known throughout, you know, the Tustin, Orange, Santa Ana area. Just great service, great, reputation as far as service on the cars, sales, you know, everything. But this guy, we were told that he purchased every car. There was no flooring. There was no financing. If a car was sitting on his lot, he owned that vehicle. So that is an amazing way to do that. No, who does that now? Because the thing about this is the car companies lie to us. When the cars are shipped to a dealership, they're considered sold, and they're not sold. We all know that. So, you know, let me know what you think about this. If you've been sick through, you know, the talc lawsuits and things like that through Johnson & Johnson, they're trying to get out of, trying to actually file bankruptcy and have the bankruptcy be approved right now for $6.4 billion. There are tens of thousands of lawsuits with people that have gotten cancer and they determined it was from the talc. That is wild, guys. That is absolutely tragic. And, you know, to live around cancer and trying to determine what caused it, you know, there are factors in our health that we need to stay away from. But you need to look at that. Read the article below. And the majority of the people that were involved in those lawsuits have already agreed to settle it and saying that that's a good thing. Okay. I've never heard of this company. And I want to know if anybody's bought a car from them. And it's Gilbert, Arizona-based EV company just filed for bankruptcy. I don't know how to pronounce it. Zevix, Z-E-V-X. That's the name of the car company. This is going to be like 1929 because what Mr. Spitznagel talked about was basically it's been the roaring 20s for the stock market. And things keep going up and they keep going up and Bob's coming in the next couple days, guys. So last chance to send your questions, guys, because he's coming. We're going to put them all together. We're going to shoot videos. It's going to be fantastic. But I'm getting him early this week so you can ask all the questions. You guys have sent such great questions in. They're so thought out. And I cannot wait to get Bob Kudla. But send them to hello@iallegedly.com if you get those questions. So, you know, have you guys heard of the Zevix? Anyways, they're done. They liquidated. Don sent me something that's really disturbing, and I have to research this more, is that they're planning on a railway strike in Canada. Oh, that's Canada, Dan. Who cares about Canada? It's not going to affect us. No, wait a second. They're canceling orders, canceling shipments now, because this is not going to get resolved anytime soon. One thing that I know about unions that's factual, and I've had a lot of people write me and say, you're spot on, and that is, if they have their brothers and sisters go on strike, you could potentially see other train companies and train unions go on strike if the Canadians go on strike, if this does in fact happen. And right now they're walking away from the problems right now. Is that crazy? So, you know, so let's see. Talking about the real estate market, when you think about this, when you think about large houses that get sold, 10 million, 20 million, how about 100 million? They're saying that this has been one of the largest markets for big sales, over $100 million. Now, in this year, think about this. There have been $600 million sales in 2024 for real estate. That's crazy, guys. $100 million for a house. I mean, just unbelievable when you think about that. So luxury home sales, they're going to set a new record. That's what they're anticipating. Someone told me that they can't use their name, but they're from Pennsylvania. And with all the hackings that have happened lately, they're talking about how you can protect your Social Security number, making sure you're not hacked. And there's a link below to check that out. And this is a great little resource that they sent over. And I appreciate all the information that you guys send us. And I appreciate the fact when you say, don't talk about it, Dan. You know, keep my name out of it. Keep everything out of it. So there you go. Construction of new homes, they're slowed down big time. If you don't think that we're headed towards a real estate calamity, you are kidding yourself. New construction has slowed for the fifth straight month. Oh, it's just a regional thing, Dan. No, this is across the country, guys. That's what we're experiencing right now. So you're going to see more and more and more problems with this. Yesterday, was the date that they had to have those new buyer agreements. I'm telling you this right now, guys. I've had so many people reach out about this. I have a friend that has a business, and he will help you list or buy a home. Very inexpensive. You do not need a real estate agent. He will, if you want to sell your house, he will put it in the multiple listing service, put it on Zillow, help you do a current market analysis so that you will be able to see what's competitive in your neighborhood. He will show you how to do pictures and advertising and staging. He will show you all of that and help you with this for $1,000. I'm telling you guys, I can't stop selling them, Dan. It's such a great deal. But this will assist you, and they will answer all your questions too without having to hire an agent. But what's happened now is you have to have a buyer's agreement right now. And again, I'm not going to have a buyer's agent. My attorney, there's houses I've looked at, I'm not buying anything, and you would be foolish right now to buy everything. And I'm telling you with the banks and what they're telling me right now with the floodgate of houses that are about to come on the market, you're going to see things that you've never seen before. And you can sit there and say, well, where's this coming from? The banks have let people not pay for an extended period of time. And with that, you're going to see this as a floodgate that's going to get let out basically around election day or a little after. So if you're interested in buying or selling a house and you don't want to pay an agent 3%, think about your house. Just do the math on it. If your house is $1 million, okay, you have an extra $30,000 to throw away. It's too much money right now. So reach out, guys. And for $1,000, he will help you with all this stuff. Email me at hello@iallegedly.com, and you can check that out because so many of you have done it and purchased it. It's great, but he's got himself a great business helping people do this stuff. So let me know what you think about this, but the slower the new construction is, the worse it is. And I'm on the other side of the green, so I've got to walk to another part of the course so I don't get shelled by somebody shanking a ball over here. So there's a lot more to cover. I love walking on the golf course to film, but you do have to pay attention because every now and then you get people that are just shanking the balls left and right. They hit off the buildings, the trees. And if you ever hear four, it's time to duck. But one guy is halfway down the par four right now, and he's got 5 shots in. So he's going to break 125, I'm sure. So anyways, a few things to end this video. The man that took over as CEO of Harley-Davidson, Jochen Zeitz, he said, yeah, I wanted to turn a great American establishment into a woke festival. His words, okay? And he did that. So congratulations. He destroyed Harley-Davidson. So bravo. Read the article below because that's crazy, guys. So anyways, next one. Grant Cardone is a real estate investor, whether you love him or hate him. I like the guy. I especially like his sales techniques. And I've told you guys a story. He was very helpful to a student that I was mentoring and was very polite to her. And he said, do not buy a house until interest rates hit 4%. And I thought, okay, that's pretty good advice, you know, if you want to look at it that way. But stay away from it. So I just think you haven't seen anything yet. You're going to start to see people here in Southern California. Think about this. We're going to take $1 million house and we're going to lower it. You're going to, you know, pay 3%, $30,000. We're going to lower the price of the house, $30,000, and you're going to pay the difference in cash. Who's going to write the check for that when you do this stuff? Who's going to do this, guys? That's what I want you to answer that question. Nobody. There has been a recall in 17 states for candy that's been at Target, confectionery white candy at Target and Walmart. Read the story below to see it. Nobody's gotten sick, but again, the wonderful salmonella. So terrible, guys. Absolutely terrible that this stuff is happening. And, you know, we've heard about boar's head. You've heard about all this stuff, the cucumbers now. And, you know, clean your vegetables when you buy them and your fruit. And the candy. So they're calling this a class one recall, which is very, very dangerous. Have you guys heard about this? Now the final story is we're gonna file an editor. Can you believe it's been this long? This last week, 47 years ago, Elvis Presley died. Isn't that wild to think about? Elvis the King died 47 years ago. And, you know, certain things about his life that were fascinating, but I want you to think about this because I pulled a couple clips and I'm gonna share them with you guys down there. You know, A Littlest Conversation and Viva Las Vegas is down there, but think about this. Viva Las Vegas, the movie with that stunning Anne Margaret, was in 1964. 1964. Elvis was dead 13 years later. Isn't that wild to think about? My point of this is, how many summers do you have left? How many more baseball games do you have? How many more football seasons do you have? How many more summers do you have that you can waste? Don't waste your time. Live a happy life. Live a healthy life. Try not to do amphetamines and hang out with the boys. You know what I mean? Like he did, but okay. You know what I'm saying. So share your thoughts on all this stuff. Like, subscribe. Don't forget to pick up after your dog. Okay. And email me hello@iallegedly.com. And onward and upward, guys. Last chance to send Bob questions. I'm never going to mention this again until I film with them. So let me know, guys. Let me know if you have any questions for Bob. Put Bob in the title of the email. Okay? I'll see you guys very soon.